Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
As we enter a new era.
Couldn't stop him. He keeps going forward.
History.
And I will fight for you, for your family, and your future.
Happens here.
Isn't it nice to win?
Here. Nice to win.
This is News Talk 97.3.
The Sky.
The Sky.
A special guest in the studio is the public information officer for the city of Alachua, Kyler Burke. Good morning, Kyler. How you doing?
Great. How are you guys doing?
Fantastic. It's good to see you again. You know, the community's not huge, per se, in size and numbers, but you guys do a lot of stuff. I mean, you are busy.
I'd like to think so. Yeah, we try to do a lot, especially for the community, community events, trying to foster a good, just a good environment between the community as well as visitors entering our community.
Yeah, tourism. I continues to grow, and the more activities, the more draw there is. People might be here for other things. It might be a football game on a Saturday afternoon, but as you begin to make more and more of a name and have venues and things to do in the city, more people are going to come spend time and money, and that's a good thing. The city of Alachua, the good life community. Wow, did you come up with that?
I did not. It's been around for a while.
Yeah, I know, but you don't hear it very often, so I thought I'd toss it out there. But you have a very special event that is coming up Monday. Tell me about it.
Yes, so we are hosting the 20th annual Martin Luther King Jr. Day celebration. Like you said, it'll be Monday, January 20th. We'll kick things off at 10 a.m., and it's going to be at the Legacy Park Multipurpose Center here in Alachua. We typically have it at the Hathcock Community Center, but because of the special guest we're going to have, we decided to move it to Legacy Park just that way we have a great environment, so that way as many people as we hope to show up can come and be comfortable.
Yeah, you've put that building to great use as it was intended, and this will be an inside event for those that are questioning the weather or the temperatures, which is a fair question, but this will be inside the Legacy Park Multipurpose Center in Alachua. And without further ado, who's going to be your main act at this event?
Our main act's going to be Vicky Winans. She's a six-time Grammy Award nominee. She has 8 Stellar Awards and an NAACP Image Award. So she will be performing, as well as hosting a keynote speech, and then also there'll be some humor in there. So I think it'll be a very nice, well-rounded performance, but also event in general.
I'm not going to pretend like I knew much about her. The name I recognize, it was Greg that actually schooled me on it. This is a family that he said, you know, it's like the Jackson 5 or the Osmonds when it comes to, Christian music, right? The whole family involved in stuff.
Incredible talent. Incredible talent.
So, Vicky Winans, 6-time Grammy Award nominee, 8 Stellar Awards, an NAACP Image Award. Not only is she singing, she's going to deliver a speech as well.
Absolutely.
How often does that happen?
I don't see that very often, but I think it's going to be great. And it's definitely a testament to her talent as a well-rounded musician, but also as a well-rounded keynote speaker and all of the above. So.
And you've got a performance by Franz Emmanuel.
Yes.
What's that all about?
He is one of the best saxophone players that I've ever heard. Now, I have not heard millions of saxophone players, but the ones that I have heard, he's definitely at the top of that list. He is great, smooth jazz.
Wow.
Beautiful, beautiful music.
All right. And a puppet show. I mean, you guys have really, I mean, you covered the gamut, put it all together. You know anything about the special puppet show?
I don't know a whole lot. I know that they leave a lot to be desired. So I am sure that it's going to be a great, great time. And I just wanted to mention, too, this entire event is free. So you do not have tickets. There is no cost of admission. It is completely free. We try to do this for the community, but also for the extended community, Gainesville, Lake City, all the way out through Trenton, Chiefland, all the way up through Lake Butler. We try to make this an area event that's completely free to our community and extended community.
By the way, the special puppet show is presented by students in the music and arts program. So students putting that together.
Yep.
That's awesome. And then you said this event, there's no charge for this event, but I understand that the event concludes with a meal and a time to gather the community together and remember and celebrate Dr. King.
Yes.
So the meal is a buy a ticket kind
of
thing?
Nope, it's a light lunch for everybody involved, everybody who's there.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that really, I mean, that is something special. I know the mayor there, Gib Corper, he's all excited about it. And you're going to celebrate Dr. King, and you're going to do it in style with Vicky Winans. This, really, I think the turnout is going to be fantastic. Now, do people, should they try to get any sort of advanced spot, or it doesn't work that way? It's just going to be first come, first serve?
Yep. We just show up, try to show up before 10 o'clock. I'm sure there'll be spots afterwards as well, but definitely if you can be there by 10 or a little bit beforehand. There should be plenty of parking, so that shouldn't be an issue either. And yeah, it'll be a great time.
And that building, I'm not going to hold you to a number, but it holds a pretty good amount of people. We've
yes.
done several events there.
Yes, we have. And actually, I can recall just off the top of my head, there have been basketball tournaments with thousands of people. There have been robotics competitions with thousands of people. So like you said
before, the black tie blue jeans.
Yes. So this multi-purpose center is definitely getting the use that we intended for it to have. And it's all, like you said, by the vision of the commission down through the community. That's what we're dedicated to. So.
And it is coming up, of course, on Martin Luther King Jr. Day, which is this Monday, January 20th. And it'll go from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And it is an inside event. And I think everybody's going to be looking forward to this. And that is the focus. However, just give people a little idea maybe to mark on their calendar another celebration that you will be enjoying in the city of Alachua coming up on March the 1st. What is that?
So that will be our 120-year celebration. There's going to be a lot of talent in store as well as some really cool things for the kids.
You don't look nearly that old.
Oh, well, hey. I mean, my wife calls me a kid. So
city of Alachua, you're looking good. 120 years, really?
Yes. Yep, 120
Fantastic.
Years as a city.
Well, we appreciate what you do in the city of Alachua, and there's plenty of reasons to visit there. Now you have a huge one on January 20th. Kyler Burke, PIO for the city of Alachua, and the big event, and Vicky Winans, if you're not familiar, ask anybody, especially that knows anything about gospel music, Christian music.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
They will go, who, what, here?
Yes.
And it's
yes.
free?
Yes.
Yeah, that's pretty big. So thanks again, Kyler. We look forward to seeing you again. Definitely sometime between now and March 1st, for sure.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries for $2.99 each when you buy three. Take advantage of this exclusive digital deal. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, $3.97 per pound, limit one package. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.